Here is a poem about a spinster of a certain age who loves her flowers much more than she can love men. There's a great storm. There's a little truth behind this poem. I was one summer in Colorado teaching, after the leaves were all out and the flowers were in full bloom, then there came a dreadful hailstorm and cut the leaves off the trees and shattered the flowers. And there was not much recovery. It was a blasted summer. When Miriam Tazwell heard the tempest bursting and his wrathy whips across the sky drawn crackling, she stuffed her ears for fright like a young thing, and with heart full of the flowers took to weeping. But the earth shook dry his old back in good season. He had weathered storms that drenched him deep as this one, and the sun, Miriam, ascended to his dominion. The storm was withered against his empyrean. After the storm, she went forth with skirts kilted to see in the strong sun her lawn deflowered, her tulip, iris, peony, strung and pelted, pots of geranium spilled, and the stalks naked. The spring transpired in that year with no flowers, but the regular stars went busily on their courses. Suppers and cards were calendared, and some bridals, and the birds demurely sang in the bitten poplars. To Miriam Tazwell, the whole world was villain to prosper when the fragile babes had fallen, and not to unstop her own storm and be maudlin. For weeks she went untidy, she went sullen.